Goedenacht en hartelijk welkom in de Prins Willem-Alexanderzaal. We zijn toe aan een concert dat bestemd is, neem ik aan, voor de liefhebbers van de gitaar. En daar zijn er velen, want daar was ook nog een keer Charlie Christian die de hele zaak op gang bracht tenslotte. Ik stel aan u voor op slagwerk Chuck Redd. De elektrische bassist is een broer van de man die ik straks bij u aankondig. Dat is Joe Bird. En dan de gitaristen die eigenlijk allemaal in de zuidelijke Amerikaanse staten geboren zijn. De zuidelijke staten van Noord-Amerika weliswaar. Cincinnati, Oklahoma en Texas. Dat zijn achtereenvolgens Barney Kessel, Herb Ellis en Charlie Bird. The great guitar. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'd like to do a medley of some songs right now in memory of three great guitarists who are not with us anymore, but whose music is available through the music they've left behind. The first song is to honor the late guitarist Django Reinhardt by playing a song that he wrote called Nuage. Following that will be a song that was recorded and made popular by the late Wes Montgomery, Going Out of My Head. And concluding with a song that was written by the first and probably the greatest single influence on the electric jazz guitar that's been a way shore to all of us that play the electric guitar, the late Charlie Christian, a song that he wrote, Flying Home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great guitarists Barney Kessel, Herb Ellis, and Charlie Bird, Chick Webb, and Joe Bird. The great guitarists. Thank you, gentlemen. The great guitar sounds en heren, Benny's Bugle van Charlie Christian. Dat was het einde dus van het optreden van de great guitars. Chick Redd, Joe Bird, Charlie Bird, Barney Kessel en Herb Ellis. En in verband met de tijd, moet dit het echt zijn. Hartelijk dank voor uw komst naar hier. Wij wachten op het volgende concert in deze PBA-zaal en het zal zijn van de groep Spyro Gyra. Veel plezier nog.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen.
You want us so the camera can see us?
Yeah.
Yep. All right now?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you got a lot of experience anyway with the Tonight Show. Was it? No? Was it the Tonight
Merv
Show?
Merv Griffin Show.
Merv Griffin. Okay.
Yes, right.
How nice of you people to end up with Charlie Christian tune.
Why not? We started with him, you know?
Right.
So it's good to end with him every time.
Joe Bird is from Cincinnati, right?
Charlie Bird and Joe Bird.
Charlie
no,
Bird?
No, we're not from Cincinnati. We're both Virginians.
Virginians?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
Now, I was thinking really about the state of Oklahoma because Charlie Christian was born
yes,
there, right?
Yes.
No, he was not born there. He was raised there. He was born in Texas, near where I was. He was born in Bottom, Texas, about 15 miles. But he was raised in Oklahoma, near where Barney was born.
Did
raised
ever,
there.
Did you ever meet him?
Never did. Never even saw him until I...
They, but you had all his records.
Yes, later on. Yes, right. Yes,
the few that he made.
That's right. Absolutely.
They fight over Charlie Christian the same way the Belgians and French fight over Django.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You mean the state?
Yeah, Oklahoma and Texas always going at it about that.
Okay, and I was talking to a Texan right here.
Yeah, well, he was born there. Didn't live long there, but anyway.
What, Mr. Ellis has the country blues, you know, in the southern states to do with the great guitar players that come up from the southern states?
I don't know. I think one of the reasons is that most everybody has a guitar. There are not many pianos around because nobody has had enough money to buy a piano. So a lot of guitars. And it's a very bleak life. It's a very lonesome life. The life gives you the blues. So you give the guitar the blues. That's the only way I can look at it. I don't know. Maybe.
It sounds very reasonable, though.
I think so. Yeah.
What would you like to say about Charlie Christian, Charlie Bird?
Well, I think he was a very important influence on me, even though I primarily play the guitar a bit differently. I play with my fingers and play some classic style guitar, but I still have had a great deal of influenced by Charlie Christian because of the way he phrased and because he used the way he used the guitar playing jazz music.
Barney Kessel.
Yes.
I would like to know something as a Dutchman, you know, about what happened in the 40s on the West Coast when you were there. I'm talking about Wardell Gray and Dexter Gordon and Central Avenue, right?
Yes.
Tell us something.
Well,
about
just a lot of musical activity. There was a lot of music going on. Many musicians were working in picture studios, they were working making records, but at night they were playing in clubs. I played three months, you know, with Charlie Parker every night almost, playing every night. And people came, they listened. It was a time when people were learning to play. People like Eric Dolphy was sitting in the audience. Ornette Coleman was sitting in an audience. They wouldn't even let them play. They couldn't play. They're sitting there learning. They're looking up and writing down things on paper. See, but it was a time when people were very, very enthusiastic about listening to the music, and many musicians learned to play in those times.
Especially on the Avenue.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Because there were a lot of clubs there at the time.
Like which ones?
There were many clubs. One was called Jack's Basket, another was called The Last Word, but there were many clubs, and lots of good feelings and good playing. Not bad competition, just good playing. And it was a time where people really played very honestly. You know, they didn't wear funny clothes and call themselves funny names. They just played music.
Let's get down to the music,
just
right?
Just played music.
Yeah. Okay, it's been nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.